Good morning and welcome to Sonoma County Focus. My name is Michelle Marquis. In the studio with me is Rainey Howe. She is the executive director for the Poly Class Foundation. Hi, Rainey. How are you?
Hi, I'm well. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's good to talk with you again.
Thank you. Good to be here.
So for those who aren't familiar, tell us about the Poly Class Foundation.
Well, we were founded 23 years ago after the tragic abduction and murder of Poly Class, who was a 12-year-old in Petaluma having a slumber party with her friends, and she was abducted from her very own bedroom by Richard Allen Davis, who is now on death row. He was caught and convicted of the crime. And after her body was found and we had sort of wrapped things up with the 800 number for people to call with tips, that line just kept ringing and ringing with other families who wanted our help in finding their missing children. Mm-hmm. And so that's really where the foundation was born, in deciding that we wanted to help other families. Even though Polly's outcome was so tragic, there were plenty of other missing children out there that needed to be found.
Right. And a chance to save children and bring them home and reunite them with their family.
Exactly. And actually, in 2016, we passed our 10,000 child mark in helping to find missing kids.
So it's amazing.
It really is. We have about 300 cases a year, and our recovery rate's about 97%, which is very high. Mm-hmm. And a big part of what we do is just not giving up hope, you know, for those families that are looking for their kids. So we're there as long as we need them. It could be a week, it could be a month, a year, or even a decade, like the Cleveland women that were missing for 10 years. Two of those cases, Amanda Berry and Gina De Jesus, were Poly Class cases. So it was just our, you know, response department working with that family and talking to them late into the evening when everyone else had gone home, you know.
Right. So what kinds of resources does the Poly Class Foundation offer?
Well, we offer free child safety kits, and we can send them individually to families as well as police departments for safety fairs or schools. And they're considered one of the top-notch kits in the nation, been recognized by the FBI as well as the federal government as being a great tool in just being able to talk to your kid about being safe, whether it's you know, what to do if you get lost in a crowd for little kids, and all the way up to social media safety for older teenagers.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. And it must be hard to take those phone calls when they come in.
Yeah, and I actually, I'm down the hall, but the response department is quite busy and it really takes a super sensitive person, but who also can keep that clinical distance, because you can't help a family if you're falling apart with them.
Right.
So our staff has been there for 16 and 17 years, if you can believe that.
Wow.
And they're so good at what they do. And just in, not just in dealing with the families, but their ability to investigate, go into maybe that missing child's social media and sort of see what was going on that led up to their disappearance.
Sure.
And then they'll go as far as looking very sadly on escort service sites to see if that child might be spotted there. Mm. And one in five of our runaways is being sex trafficked and is found that way. And that's when we work with law enforcement to help to reach out and track those kids down and get them home, because they don't want to be there.
Right.
You know, it's all about trickery, online adult predators, talking to teenagers, acting as though they're closer to their age, and grooming them sometimes for up to a year before they convince them to sneak out. And next thing you know, they're across state lines being trafficked.
Mm. This is so scary. I am a stepmother of a 16-year-old, and she loves to go online and play cosplay with people and in chat rooms and, you know, pretend, you know, do this role-playing thing.
Right.
This seems like, I've talked to her over and over again, you know, don't talk to anybody, you know, don't arrange to meet with anyone. They may not be who they think they are. You know, just if you know your friend is okay, but don't meet anybody else.
Exactly. And that's really sage advice, because, I mean, you're welcome to share with her our statistics. And that's exactly how it happens. It's children who are believing what they're seeing and hearing online, when in fact it's, you know, a man in his 30s or 40s that's basically making a plan to hurt them.
Right.
And so it's really important to know who you really are talking to, and never agree to meet anyone. If you want to go to the cosplay convention and bring your parents or step parents and,
sure,
you know, in a big community event, okay. But no, I'll meet you after school in the park.
Right.
Don't do it.
Right. Yeah. Right. So dangerous.
Very.
So how do you get tips on finding these missing children?
Well, believe it or not, it's kind of a rudimentary process that we've been using since Polly's disappearance, but it works. It's sort of like the Swiss watch. If it's not broken, don't fix it.
Mm-hmm.
And so if a parent calls us and says, hey, you know, my child went missing, this is where we think she is, and then the response department does all the investigation and says and figures out, like, okay, actually we've spotted this child's picture on Backpage, for example, was a popular spot, and we can tell the location of where they're being trafficked, that's where the posters will go up. Mm. So we have volunteers locally, regionally, and across the country who will put those posters up, and we fax blast to all the businesses.
Mm-hmm.
And remarkably, it's really everyday citizens that will end up seeing these kids. So it might be a waitress. In fact, we have one story of a waitress who saw the poster and then saw the 14-year-old victim getting into a tow truck. And the waitress was smart enough to call us with the phone number that was on the side of the tow truck. And we called law enforcement and intercepted and rescued that girl within about 3 hours. She was safe.
Oh, my goodness.
But it really is everyday citizens that make that difference. You might have heard of the Uber driver lately, you know, who just picked up these two adult females with the kid in the back, and he could just tell something sketchy was going on.
Yeah, the vibe was wrong, yeah.
Yeah, and he called the police and he, you know, saved that girl.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. And then I also saw something recently on social media. A stewardess noticed a child who was actually, I think, going to the Super Bowl or something that looked really unkempt.
Disheveled
and, yeah,
with an older, you know, man in a suit. It's like, really?
Right.
Yeah. So it's a real problem,
mm-hmm,
but it's not one. It's not one that's going to go away overnight. But it's one that we can all do something about. So, you know, sort of the theme is spot it, stop it, report it.
Mm-hmm.
And if we all do that every time that we see something that doesn't look right, then the world will be a much better place.
I'm starting to see more billboards here around Sonoma County talking about, in specific, sex trafficking.
Yeah. It's a real issue for our community, as it is really for communities across the country.
Mm-hmm.
And Sonoma County is no stranger to sex trafficking, human trafficking. The Polly Klass Foundation is mostly involved with the sex trafficking of minors, because we take cases up to 17 years old.
Mm-hmm.
But the Sonoma County Human Trafficking Task Force, which we are a part of, has done a really remarkable job getting those posters up. And it's a collective effort, mm-hmm, of law enforcement and nonprofits ensuring that the public is aware of the problem.
It's scary to think that is happening here. I mean, it just seems impossible that it's happening, but it is. It very much is happening
it
here.
It really is. I mean, in particular, you know, you might have heard the story of at Motel 6 in Roner Park,
right,
you know, where two football players from Santa Rosa JC basically hired a prostitute and then wounded her with a gunshot. And it's just, you just don't even want to think that anything like that is going on around here, but it is. And it's not always the usual suspects,
right,
either.
Right. I'm talking with Rainey Howe. She is the executive director of the Polly Klass Foundation. Now, let's talk a little bit about social media. I know that you have people who are trained to investigate that. Do you also talk to schools? Do you talk to parents? How can people learn more about the safety aspect of social media.
Thank you so much. Yes, we do provide school trainings to Sonoma County schools. We're not big enough to offer the trainings outside of Sonoma County, mm-hmm. but this is our home. And we did get a grant from the Speedway Children's Charity, which is out at Sears Point, mm-hmm. and to do the school trainings. And so if there are any middle school, probably eighth grade is most appropriate, mm-hmm. high school, ninth graders, teachers out there, or parents who would like us to come to the classroom, give us a call. We're at 769-1334.
Can you say that one more time?
It's 769-1334. Mm-hmm. And we can set up a school training. And they're really effective because we engage the kids with their smartphone devices.
Okay.
So it's really fun for them and interactive.
Sure.
Yeah. And we actually tell them to get their smartphones out. And then we talk about privacy settings and ask them questions that they answer with their smartphones. And it mm-hmm. comes up on a screen. And we kind of debunk a lot of the myths, you know, around
yeah.
things and offer facts. And it's a great program that we've put together, and we're really happy to share it with our kids.
And I'm sure it's an eye-opener for the kids. I'm sure that they think they're a lot safer than they are.
It is. And it's fun because I think the best part about the training is that they come to that conclusion themselves.
Right.
Because teenagers, they think they already know
oh,
everything.
Yeah.
You know,
I know
they
everything,
see us
Mom.
Walking, and they're
right.
like, oh, brother, rolling their eyes.
Right,
you
right.
know? But it's good to see and to watch them put their privacy settings or set their settings to private mm-hmm. afterwards. So
that's great. That's
yeah.
great. And can people find out more information on your website too?
Absolutely.
Okay.
It's polyclass.org.
Okay.
And class is KLAAS.
Okay. Polyclass.org.
Right.
If you're interested in that social media safety. Now, how do you get the kits if you wanted a child safety kit? How do you get one of those?
A couple ways. You can go online and place your order online. You can download an order.
Mm-hmm.
We'll basically print it, but it's not as pretty as the handbook that's
sure.
bound.
Yeah.
So if you just give us a call again at 769-1334 and say, you know, we'd like a child safety kit, then we're happy to mail that out to you. Or like I was saying, if you're having a safety fair and you want, we'll give up to 50 for free.
Oh, great.
And then order cards for, if you're expecting 100 people, we'll give you 50 more order cards.
Sure. That's great.
Yeah, it is really great. And all of our services are free. I mean, that's why we really rely on, you know, foundations to support us with
mm-hmm.
grants. Wells Fargo has supported us really nicely. And we're just grateful for every penny because we don't charge for anything that we do.
Right. My husband and I, our last car sort of, you know, didn't work so well. So we donated it actually to Polyclass Foundation.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah,
yeah.
That was the other thing I was going to mention.
Yeah.
The majority of our funding comes from vehicle donation. And we were really one of the first organizations in the area to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, now everybody does it.
Sure.
So we're sharing in that. But if you have a vehicle that you would like to donate, please give us a call because
sure.
we'll take it off your hands.
Yeah. And it was very easy process too. So if anyone thinks, oh,
awesome.
It's going to be a rigmarole, try to donate a car. It's actually super, super easy.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, you guys came out and took care of it. I didn't even have to be there in person. You know, it's just
do
sort
all
of,
the paperwork.
Yeah, it was
get
great.
Your tax write off.
Yeah,
woo-hoo.
It was wonderful. It's very
That's
easy to
great.
Do. And it felt good to know that the money was going to help the Polyclass Foundation and keep kids safe.
Thank you.
Now, Let me talk to you about an organization, KC Horse Transport Company. They
yeah.
started out with these child kits. Tell us the story about them. This
okay,
is amazing.
This is such a cool story.
Yeah.
So when Carrie Cargill was a young mother, she remembered the Polyclass abduction,
mm-hmm.
and she ordered from us the safety kits for her two daughters who were very young at the time. And Carrie is the owner of KC Horse Transport, and they basically carry horses in the trailers
mm-hmm.
all over the country, and in fact have delivered the Kentucky Derby horse winner,
wow.
You know, thoroughbred show horses, or maybe just your favorite pet,
mm-hmm.
you know. They take a lot of pride in what they're doing, and they have this fleet of 12 trailers that are massive and they're beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And they happened to see one of our missing child posters one day, and Carrie and her daughter Kaylee gave us a call and said, we really want to do something to help find these kids. What can we do? Can we put some posters on our trucks? And we were like, yeah.
Right.
We were so excited. Yeah. And so, you know, we can't feature just one particular child because we have 300 open cases at a time. So what right. we ultimately came up with was a poster that basically says 1 in 5 runaways will become victims of sex trafficking, and no one is for sale. Spot it, stop it, report it. It has that hotline as well as our hotline if somebody's child is missing mm-hmm. to call us. Mm-hmm. So it's this huge outreach. And the beauty of it is that, you know, human trafficking happens everywhere. So it happens in rural communities mm-hmm. where horses might be living and,
sure.
and pastures and barns and things like that, to urban communities where the Kentucky Derby takes place
right.
or other raceways. Look at the Golden Gate Fields and things mm-hmm. like that. And these posters are going to all of these, you know, densely populated or sparsely populated areas, mm-hmm. but where all of this is occurring. And it's such a remarkable, generous gift for them to offer to do
right.
it. Santa Anita Raceway donated all of the vinyl posters, and they're on the trucks permanently.
Wow.
It's like an iron-on.
Oh, my goodness.
And they're beautiful. And if you want to see some pictures, go to our website. Again, mm-hmm. it's polyclass.org, and you can check them out, as well as kchorsetransport.com. They have a gallery there, too. So it's, you know, sometimes it can seem like the world is full of really bad actors. And then you get a call like that and
yeah.
you realize, you know what, there's just way more good people than bad people. We just have to get together and work together. So
yeah.
we're just really grateful.
That's an inspiring story. And I love the whole connection from, you know, the children having those kits and then the children being inspired. I want to help too. What can we do? Mom, help us figure out how to do this.
Exactly. And the daughter, Kaylee, who's an adult now,
mm-hmm.
said, you know, her mom taught her to do a good deed every day, even if it's just opening the door for someone, and that this was their way of making sure that a good deed was happening every day.
Wow.
So yeah, it kind of makes my hair stand up. Yeah.
Oh, really, that's
awesome.
Amazing. Wow. The resources that the Polyclass Foundation offer are incredible. And if there's any ways that you want to help spread the word, if you want to bring them into your child's school, your grandchild's school, this is a great way to help keep our children safe.
Absolutely.
If you are running maybe, you know, a family event or something like that, that's bringing the public in, reach out to the Polyclass Foundation or with the police, local police department, to help get those child safety kits out.
Absolutely,
there.
Yeah.
So important. And think about your next donation, you know,
right? That car
where's
that's
it gonna
just
go?
Sitting in
exactly.
your, you know, driveway, give us a call. Or of course we accept monetary donations
right.
and really just appreciate everyone's support.
Well, thank you so much for coming in and helping us open up our eyes a bit and know what's going on in our community and ways we can keep our children safe. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Michelle. It's been great.
Rainey Howe is the executive director of the Polyclass Foundation. The best way to find them is online at polyclass.org, and that's KLAAS.org, polyclass.org. This is Sonoma County Focus.